One of the things that we realize as we get older in life is that nothing of greatness was probably ever achieved without enthusiasm. Thomas Edison, of course, is a prime example of what can be accomplished by one person when they go at their work wholeheartedly. Do you realize that he held 1,093 patents for his inventions? Of course, including the best known, the electric light bulb, the phonograph, motion picture camera. Sold the rights to many of his inventions to Western Union and, of course, other large companies to keep his workshop going. And over time, others made far more money from Edison's inventions than he did. But this didn't seem to bother him very much. He once said, "I don't care so much about making my fortune as I do of getting ahead of the other fellow." That is, he wanted to invent something before somebody else invented it. And Edison's greatest desire was to be both the first and the best in his field, to out-invent, if you will, everybody that he could. And he worked tirelessly. And you know what? He did it with joy. Edison eventually established Menlo Park, the world's first factory for the making of nothing but inventions. It was a forerunner of the private research laboratories now maintained by many large companies. At Menlo Park, Edison promised to turn out a minor invention every 10 days and a big thing every 6 months or so. At one point, he was working on 47 new things at once. Other inventors may have been richer than Edison, but virtually no inventor has ever been more enthusiastic or rich, if you will, with their own joy at their work. For him, enthusiasm and employment were inextricably bound together. And somebody has notably said that there's a name for people who are not excited about their work. They're known as unemployed. And you know what? We get from the biblical perspective that Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." Now, we have people that listen in daily from many walks of life. Some run their own businesses, and they almost wish that they had a salaried position from some company. And we have other people who have salaried positions, and they'd love to be an entrepreneur and be their own boss. My friend, when we are working for money, when we're working even for the advancement, perhaps as Edison, I think we really miss it, don't we? Listen again. "Whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men." I think that people through the ages have gotten it. Somebody once said, "Enthusiasm is excitement with inspiration, motivation, and a pinch of creativity." Somebody said, "Enthusiasm is contagious, and you ought to be a carrier." I like that. Of course, it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." And I love word studies. And the word enthusiasm really comes from en theos, eiasm. Theos, God. God in you. My friend, God in you will give you creativity and, you know what, give you a love for what you're doing unto him. Enthusiasm and IASM at the end just might stand for "I am sold myself." You see, when you are convinced, you become convincing. And when you have a passion for doing things as unto the Lord, I believe that he will give us that joy in the journey. And Heavenly Father, that's my prayer for my friend listening in right now, that in his life, in her life, and certainly I pray it for my life, God, that we would do things enthusiastically, heartily, as unto you, as the Apostle Paul would say, that other people would see our good works, as the Bible said, and they would glorify our Father who is in heaven. Lord, you are so creative, and we represent you in that creativity. Give us the enthusiasm today, that God in us, to do it heartily as unto you. We'll give you the glory, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.